It's Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. A new law bars Rhode Island Public Schools from requiring test scores for a high school diploma until at least 2017. And teachers will no longer be evaluated every year if they have strong evaluations. Those changes follow the latest session at the General Assembly. Rhode Island's Education Commissioner Deborah Gist stopped by our studio to give her view on these latest developments. Deborah Gist, good to see you.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
So Rhode Island lawmakers have voted, and the governor has announced he will not veto a bill that stops public schools from linking test scores to high school graduations, at least until 2017. This delays a policy that you fought for. So what's your reaction to the governor's decision?
Well, what it does is it gives our state a little bit more time to grow more accustomed. And, you know, this is a policy that was put in place before I came to Rhode Island. We've been working on it for many, many years. And so, you know, while I'm disappointed about this because I feel confident that we are where we need to be to carry this out, I understand the decision and certainly accept that we're going to take a little bit more time. But what we're not going to do is lower our sense of urgency for making sure that our high school students are better prepared when they leave our high schools. As a result of this policy, I am completely confident that the class of 2014 is better prepared than the classes before them, and the classes that come after 2014, with or without this change, are going to be better prepared as well.
What is your message to students, families, teachers who scrambled this year to try to meet this testing requirement? And of course, the state is now telling them it doesn't matter.
Well, that's not the message that the state is telling them. I mean, what I would say to those families and students and teachers is congratulations. I mean, this was a huge amount of work. Our schools rallied around these students. Parents got involved. The students were putting in extra effort, all to the goal of making sure that our students were better prepared for life after high school. And it's made a real difference. The state is not telling them it doesn't matter. The state is saying that for, you know, 3 years, we're going to use our state assessment results differently. What it does say, what the bill does say, is that we will absolutely be using these results, as we should, for intervention and remediation for students. So it's a change, but it is not a departure from our efforts.
Now, some lawmakers, Deborah Gist, mentioned waivers for students who got into college, saying it seemed unfair to apply the testing requirement unevenly. And you advise districts to grant those waivers. Do you agree that weakened the policy?
Absolutely not. I mean, this is what's interesting, is that, you know, on the one hand, none of us want to be making decisions about students based only on a test score. And that was never our policy. I am completely confident that having a waiver is important. We should never be making a decision about a student or any other decisions about individuals based solely on one test score. We never designed it that way. We didn't carry it out that way. And so, you know, when this policy in its total goes back into effect, it won't be carried out that way either.
And speaking about bumps in the road during this first year of implementation, there was a story in the Providence Journal about a student from Barrington who didn't get a diploma because of her kneecap score. And she has a mild form of Down syndrome. So House leaders cited this as a key example of the danger they see in linking diplomas and test scores. How do you see this situation?
Well, I certainly wouldn't come in on any individual student. But I can say, generally speaking, that students who have special needs, students who have an IEP, as we call it in education, have a legal right to an education, a legal right based on federal law, until they are 21 years old or until they receive a high school diploma. And giving a high school diploma to a student before he or she is ready deprives them of that legal right, and that is wrong.
Does it bother you, though, that this one case where Barrington refused to grant a waiver seems to have created a catalyst for lawmakers in rolling back one of your major initiatives?
Well, again, this is not my major initiative. This is a policy that was put into place before I came to Rhode Island, and it has resulted in students being better prepared. We should never make public policy based on individual examples, because that's just not the way that you do it. But I think that what people were concerned about was that they, you know, felt this human connection to a story that, you know, they heard about. And I'm comfortable with us just taking the decision that they've made, and we're going to do what we need to do to continue.
Now, another bill that passed the General Assembly this session, Deborah Gist, changes the frequency of teacher evaluations. So teachers with good evaluations would only have to be evaluated once every 2 to 3 years. You had initially argued for teachers to be evaluated every year, but you later softened your position somewhat. So what changed your thinking?
It was a capacity issue. And it's unfortunate because we should have capacity in our schools to provide professionals with annual feedback. I mean, that just, we should have that. But we also can't deny the reality of where we are and the amount of time that we give our principals and our teachers to engage in these kind of activities. And so we worked out what's called a cyclical model, meaning that there would be a different number of years depending on how teachers did in their summative rating. And, you know, had made that agreement, which is what is now solidified in state law.
Deborah Gist, are you concerned that new leaders at the State House don't seem committed to some of the big initiatives that the State Department of Education has been trying to carry out, including holding students and teachers more accountable for test scores?
Well, we have to look at the total of what our General Assembly and our governor carried out this year, and it is absolutely a reflection of their deep commitment to education and to raising our expectations, raising performance for our schools.
In what way?
In many ways. I mean, starting with investing in education all across the country right now, because of budget challenges, states are reducing funding for education. But here in Rhode Island, our leaders know that we need to invest in education. And in fact, over the last 4 years have invested $142 million additional into public education in the K-12 system, as well as in higher education, which is also, of course, important. So that investment matters a lot. They've done a number of different things that have demonstrated that they understand what we need to do to have an excellent education system. So, for example, a commitment to early childhood education, both in pre-K and full-day kindergarten, which is being focused on now when we're helping communities who don't currently have full-day kindergarten to expand career and technical education. There's a new emphasis on career and technical education, which we are incredibly enthusiastic about. They moved back, you know, it's just a technical change, but moving back the notification date for teachers. Those who aren't in education may not understand the significance of that, but if you remember the terrible situations that we've had in both Central Falls and Providence, as well as, you know, people in communities probably know about teachers or family members who are teachers who get these annual notifications about being laid off that are largely meaningless because the community doesn't really know what their budget is. So it's very disruptive to the system, and they changed that. Also, some changes to adult education and supporting adult education. So there are a number of different things that happened in this session. And even the two bills that we were just discussing, those bills do not alter the work that we're doing. I mean, they certainly slow us down a little bit or make some changes that, you know, that I would have preferred we not do, because I feel confident that we were handling them. But the commitment was very clear in both of those bills that we do need high quality assessments. And we need to be using them as a component of different decisions. That our teachers as professionals need regular high-quality feedback to improve their performance. And our high school students need to be prepared when they leave our high schools. And so while there are some delays and adjustments, it definitely does not take us off course.
Well, Rhode Island's Education Commissioner Deborah Gist, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.